In this download from BBC Learning English, we look at question forms. For more, visit our website.
6 Minute Grammar from BBC Learning English.
Hello, welcome to 6 Minute Grammar with me, Neil.
And me, Sophie. Hello.
Today's programme is all about questions.
Yes, we'll take a look at different types of yes-no questions.
And we'll hear lots of WH questions.
And we'll be using the questions to get to know each other a little bit better.
So, if you want a reminder of English question forms,
or if you're studying them for the first time,
keep listening and join in with the task we'll be giving you later on.
So, let's get started. In English, there are two basic question types: yes-no questions and WH questions.
And here's Finn with our first yes-no question.
Can you speak English? Can you speak English?
Yes, I can. Thank you, Finn.
Great.
That's a useful first question.
Yes, and it's made with the auxiliary verb can, plus the subject you and a verb, speak. Can you speak? Can you speak English, Neil?
Yes, I can. Another question, please, Finn.
Okay. Do you work every day? Do you work every day?
Auxiliary do, subject you, verb work. Do you work every day, Neil?
I don't know. I don't work at weekends. Finn.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Auxiliary do, subject you, verb have. Neil, do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes, I do. I've got one sister. Now, another way to make yes-no questions is with the verb to be plus a subject. Let's demonstrate. Sophie, are you married?
No, Neil, I'm not. Is your boss married?
My boss? No, he isn't. Were you in the office yesterday?
Yes, yeah, sadly I was in the office yesterday.
You're listening to bbclearningenglish.com.
And we're talking about question forms.
Now, the second main type of question in English starts with either what, where, when, which, why, who, or the odd one out.
How?
So, let's try making a question with where. We add an auxiliary.
Such as do.
Then we can add a subject plus a verb. For example, Neil, where do you live? Where do you live?
I live in South London. Where do you live, Sophie?
I live in North London. Now, let's change the question word and the verb. Which languages do you speak?
And here we add a noun to which. Which languages do you speak?
Just English. And with a different auxiliary, which languages can you speak?
We can add nouns to some of the other question words. What time do you start work?
About 9 o'clock in the morning. And if we ask what time is it, we're making a WH question with the verb to be. I can ask, where were you born?
I was born in England. When's your birthday?
It's in September. What is your work address?
It's W1A. Lots of useful questions with to be there. Now, for a very personal question with to be. Sophie, how old are you?
You should never ask a woman her age. And for questions with how, we usually add an extra word. To ask about age, it's...
How old?
For price, it's...
How much?
For size, we ask...
How big?
And for height, it's...
How tall?
How tall are you, Neil?
Oh, I'm about 180 centimetres. And of course, you can't answer a WH question with yes or no. How tall are you, Sophie?
I think we're actually the same height.
Let me see. Hang on, back to back. No, I'm taller. Is it time for a practice task, Sophie?
Yes, it is. Join in at home if you like. I'm going to give you a topic to ask me about, and you have to make one yes-no question and one WH question. And Neil will give us some possible answers. Here's the first topic. Ask me about my age.
Okay, so you could ask, how old are you? when were you born?
Now ask me about my home.
Do you live with your family? What's your address?
Now ask me about my work.
Do you work near here? How much do you earn?
Thanks, Neil. And well done to you at home if you joined in with the task.
So, that's a look at some basic question types we can use when we're getting to know people. We had yes-no questions.
And we looked at questions starting with WH words.
And we found out some interesting information about each other. I didn't know how tall you were, Sophie.
I know, it's quite incredible, really. And there's lots more about question forms on our website at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again for more 6 Minute Grammar. Bye.
Bye.
That was BBC Learning English.